The other big news, the fraud squad has raided the offices of four prominent NRL player agents. So this raid has taken place today, and it's part of an ongoing investigation into the alleged salary cap breaches at the Parramatta Eels. So Jared Haynes' agent, Wayne Beavis, he's among the four agents who've been raided. Police spent more than 2 hours inside his Woollahra home before leaving with packed, sealed boxes. Kate McClymont, the investigative reporter at the Sydney Morning Herald. I know she'll be digging on this. She's on the line. Hi, Kate.
Hello, Ben.
What's all this about?
Well, look, this is part of the Parramatta Eels salary cap scandal. And, of course, your listeners will remember that the Parramatta Eels were stripped of competition points and fined $1 million. But as part of the NRL investigation, the things that they uncovered were possibly criminal offences. So those matters were referred onto the fraud squad to look at. And basically it involves the players being paid by the club using inflated invoices. So what happens is that I think the former chief executive officer, Scott Seward, told the NRL Integrity Unit that at the end of 2014, he had to find close to $600,000 in under-the-table deals that the previous regime had agreed upon. And there was no documentation, there was no nothing. So how they were getting around it was saying to, say a clothing manufacturer, look, can you put in an invoice for $200,000? And then the club will give you that money, and then can you give it back to me so I can pay as in cash?
Look, Kate, I know it's hard to work out the answer to this question, but look, they've raided Wayne Beavis, Sam Ayoub, George Mimas, and Paul Sutton, four player agents. Are they after the agents, or are they after the club, and they are just trying to get as much information from the agents so they can pursue the Parramatta Eels?
Look, it's hard to tell at this stage. But given that the player agents are instrumental in striking these deals, one would imagine that they are being looked at. But there are no arrests today, and at the moment there is nothing to suggest that they have done anything wrong. But certainly when search warrants are executed, the stakes are raised.
Mm. Any comment from any of those player agents at all?
Look, there was only one comment, and that was somebody came out of Wayne Beavis's house and handed the media a statement which just said that Mr. Beavis was participating with the officers from the fraud and cyber squad. He was assisting.
Okay, well, watch for the next chapter. We'll read about it in the Sydney Morning Herald tomorrow. Kate, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
That's Kate McClymont, who always goes digging on anything. Whenever there's a dark underbelly in anything in Sydney, Kate is never too far away from it for investigative purposes, of course.